Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to fit into a mold that just doesn't quite fit? Like you're playing a character instead of showing up as your true self? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into embracing your authenticity and individuality when it comes to setting healthy boundaries. Because guess what? Those boundaries aren't just about protecting your peace, they're also about honoring who you are at your core. Let's get real for a second. In a world that often pushes us to conform, to chase trends and expectations, it can feel super easy to lose sight of our unique selves. We start saying, yes, when we really want to say, no, we prioritize other people's needs over our own, and before we know it, we're feeling drained, resentful, and disconnected from ourselves. But here's the thing, healthy boundaries aren't about being selfish or isolating yourself. They're about creating space for your authentic self to thrive. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a beautiful, one-of-a-kind painting inside of you. It's filled with vibrant colors, unique brushstrokes, and a story that's all your own. Now imagine constantly trying to fit that painting into a generic frame, trying to make it match everyone else's decor. You wouldn't do that, right? Boundaries are like choosing the perfect frame for your masterpiece, a frame that highlights its beauty, protects it from damage, and allows it to shine in all its glory. So, how do we start embracing authenticity in our boundary setting? Let's break it down. 1. Tune into your inner voice. This is huge. Start paying attention to your gut feelings, those subtle whispers that tell you when something feels off or doesn't align with your values. Don't ignore them. They're your internal compass guiding you towards what truly feels right for you. 2. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute core values that define who you are? Is it honesty, creativity, independence, kindness? Knowing these will help you create boundaries that protect those essential parts of yourself. Remember, it's okay to say no to things that compromise your integrity or drain your energy. 3. Practice self-compassion. You're human, and that means making mistakes. Don't beat yourself up if you set a boundary imperfectly at first. Learning and growing is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep practicing. 4. Communicate with clarity and confidence. When you need to set a boundary, do it directly and respectfully. Don't beat around the bush or apologize excessively. You deserve to have your needs heard and respected. Remember, clear communication is key. 5. Embrace the power of no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you self-aware and empowered. It allows you to prioritize your well-being and create space for what truly matters in your life. Think about that time you felt pressured to do something that just didn't feel right. Maybe you agreed to take on a project at work when you were already overloaded, or you said, yes, to a social event even though you really needed some quiet time. What happened? Did you feel resentful, stressed, or drained? Yeah, me too. That's because we weren't honoring our own needs and boundaries. So, what if we had done things differently? What if instead of saying, yes, we had taken a deep breath, listened to that inner voice, and said, no, with confidence? Imagine the difference it could make, less stress, more energy, and more space for the things that truly light us up. The bottom line is this. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or putting yourself first, it's about honoring your authenticity and creating a life that aligns with your values. It's about saying, yes, to who you are and, no, to anything that tries to dim your light. And remember, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So, my challenge for you today is this. Identify one small boundary you can set in the next 24 hours. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment or taking some time for yourself to recharge. Whatever it is, do it with intention and confidence. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using hashtag healthy boundaries protect your peace. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live our most authentic lives. Until next time, stay empowered and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.